This is Akashvani. The news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's Nari Shakti has reached new heights through their hard work, courage and confidence. He urged everyone to come together to empower women by expanding opportunities. Mr. Modi was addressing the Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi today, recalling the passage of the Nari Shakti Vandan Act in the new Parliament building in 2023, the Prime Minister noted that it was passed unanimously with all the parties agreeing that it should be implemented by 2029 in any case.
कानून पारित हो लेकिन लागू न हो ये सदन में किसी को मंजूर नहीं था, खास करके हमारे विपक्ष के सभी साथियों ने मुखर होकर के इस बात पर जोर डाला था कि 2029 में ये लागू होना चाहिए। 2029 की समय सीमा को ध्यान में रखते हुए हम लगातार विचार विमर्श करते रहे, मंथन करते रहे, नए नए रास्ते खोजते रहे। हमारा प्रयास है और हमारी प्राथमिकता भी है इस बार भी ये काम संवाद, सहयोग और सहभागिता से हो।
मिस्टर मोदी रिमार्क्ड दैट द नारी शक्ति वंदन एक्ट मस्ट बी इम्प्लीमेंटेड ऑन टाइम सो दैट विमेन्स पार्टिसिपेशन स्ट्रेंथन्स आवर डेमोक्रेसी फॉर व्हिच अ स्पेशल सेशन ऑफ पार्लियामेंट्स बजट सेशन विल बिगिन फ्रॉम 16th ऑफ दिस मंथ. The Prime Minister said that from the freedom struggle to the decisions of the Constituent Assembly, Indian women have made immense contributions to laying the foundations of independent India. Congress, Janata Dal United and Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas have issued a three-line whip to all its MPs in Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha to remain present in the House and support the party stand. Campaigning for assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu has gained further momentum as less than 10 days remain for polling. Star campaigners from various parties are holding meetings, rallies and public gatherings. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today addressed a public rally at Raniganj in Paschim Bardhaman district. He alleged that the ruling Trinamool Congress under Mamata Banerjee has not provided 600 acres of land for erection of barbed wire fencing to thwart infiltration. Mr. Shah said if voted to power, lands would be handed over to BSF. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress Supreme and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee strongly criticized the BJP for deletion of names under SIR in West Bengal. Mamata Banerjee today joined a public rally at Raghunathpur of Paschim Bardhaman in support of party candidates. She also addressed public rally and held a roadshow in Bankura district. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with the party workers of Tamil Nadu under Mera Booth, Sabsemas Booth Samvad through Namo app. During the interaction, Mr. Modi said that a new atmosphere is emerging among the people of Tamil Nadu and they are looking at the BJP and NDA with hope for change in the state. The Supreme Court today declined to entertain a plea challenging the deletion of names from the voter list during the special intensive revision exercise in West Bengal, terming it premature. A bench headed by Justice Suryakant and Justice Joy Malia Bakshi directed the petitioners to approach the designated appellate tribunals set up to hear such grievances. The court also directed that security cover for judicial officers engaged in the special intensive revision of electoral rolls in West Bengal must continue until the completion of the upcoming assembly elections. Iranian Ambassador to India Dr. Mohammad Fadali has thanked the government and the people of India for being reliable and compassionate partners in times of hardship. Talking to reporters this evening in New Delhi, Dr. Fadali also thanked the government for facilitating all the necessary arrangements in the difficult time. The ambassador said that India and Iran share common interests and both sides will continue to have good relations in the future too. The government is ensuring the 100% supply of LPG for domestic households and no dry out has been reported at any LPG distributors in the country. Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, has said domestic supply of LPG is normal across the country. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad has set a target of 217 runs for Rajasthan Royals at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad tonight. In reply, Rajasthan Royals were 140 for 9 in 17 overs when reports last came in. Put into bat, Sunrisers Hyderabad scored 216 for the loss of 6 wickets in their stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.